Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, and this is your local news update. Thanks for starting your day with us as we bring you the latest from across Inyo and Mono counties. From local government and community updates to events, public safety, sports, and the stories that matter here at home.
Today's news report is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital. Caring for the pets of the Eastern Sierra with compassionate veterinary services for every stage of life. From wellness exams and preventative care to advanced treatment options, their dedicated team is committed to keeping your furry family members healthy and happy. Visit Bishop Veterinary Hospital, where your pets are treated like family.
Let's get into today's news. The Inyo County Elections Office reminds voters of important upcoming election dates for the June 2nd primary election. Ballots were mailed to eligible voters on May 4th. May 18th is the last day to register. Mailed ballots received by May 28th will be included in Election Day tallied results. Ballots received after May 28th, but by Election Day, will be tallied within days after Election Day. June 2 is Election Day, not Election Results Day. Remember that. Mailed ballots postmarked by Election Day must be received by June 9th. June 11th is the tentative hand tally audit. Mailed ballots received by Election Day that weren't signed or with signatures that didn't pass inspection will result in voters receiving letters requesting signature validations. These letters can be received up to June 24th to have their ballots accepted and included in the election tallied results. June 25th is the target date to certify local election results. As we approach the June 2nd primary election, Inyo County Elections encourages strong voter participation, while state and federal contests will continue to the November general election. Most of our local contests will be decided in June. This includes the two separate Superior Court Judge contests and the County Superior District 1 contest. For County Supervisors District 3, where three candidates are running, the contest will advance to the general election unless one candidate receives more than 50% of the total votes cast. Make your plan to vote. Every eligible voter will receive a ballot by mail, and in-person voting options will also be available. Your voice shapes Inyo County's leadership. Get out there and vote. A closure of Mammoth Scenic Loop started yesterday, May 6th. Both gates on the Scenic Loop will be closed for approximately 33 days beginning May 6th due to critical forest health work in the Inyo Craters area. This isn't just routine maintenance. The project is key to slowing the spread of bark beetle damage and reducing dangerous fuel buildup in a heavily used recreation area. Dead and dying trees pose real risk to roads, trails, and nearby communities. Why it matters. Protecting a 3,000-acre landscape from further beetle spread, reducing wildfire risk and falling tree hazards, improving safety along the popular Inyo Craters Trail, treating 125-plus acres, part of a 385-acre effort. This work, supported by the California Deer Association, helps protect wildlife habitat, recreation access, and the greater Mammoth Lakes area. Volunteers are needed at Manzanar National Historic Site on Memorial Day weekend. The site is looking for volunteers for their community archaeological project from May 21st to the 25th. Join park staff and community members as they continue excavating the Block 6 Mess Hall Japanese Garden. These gardens reflect resilience, dignity, and hope for the future. By uncovering and restoring the Block 6 Garden, you can help preserve its story and share it with visitors today. The project's main focus will be digging out the garden pond, which is currently filled with debris. The site can host up to 30 volunteers each day. Volunteers must be at least 15 years old and able to work outdoors. You may sign up for any number of days or hours, but full day or multi-day participation is preferred. Work will take place rain or shine. Please bring lunch, snacks, water, sunscreen, a hat, and work gloves. Workers will meet daily at Block 6 at 7:30 a.m. for introductions and a brief safety talk, then work until 2:30 p.m. To reserve your spot, email mansinformationrequest@nps.gov. That's manz_information_request@nps.gov. www.inyo.gov. We may be in the midst of a fickle spring, but summer is calling with warmer temperatures that will be here before we know it. The Mammoth Lakes Public Works Department is ready to roll with an ambitious list of projects in its capital improvements plan for 2026 and beyond. The new town hall is receiving its finishing touches and is expected to open in late summer 2026. Construction on a new multi-use path along the western side of the Minaret Road from Old Mammoth Road to Main Street will begin in the next few weeks and should be completed in late summer. Construction continues on the Dave and Roma McCoy Arts and Cultural Center. Staff will be presenting presented the proposed facility operating plan at this week's town council meeting Wednesday. Townwide road striping will also begin in the next few weeks when temperatures allow. This project consists of removing existing striping and painting new striping throughout town. The road maintenance and slurry program will begin soon as well. This is year two of a five-year program to treat every road in town. This year's scheduled neighborhood is the Slopes. Plus fencing and signage projects, the beautification of Old Mammoth Road, improvements at the Community Recreation Center ice rink, and site work in preparation for a new maintenance hangar at the airport. Not to mention forward-thinking work on the 2028 program, advancing designs for housing projects, new multi-use paths, maintenance projects, and new restrooms. Busy is the name of the game, and they look forward to sharing their progress with you. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else. Because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole.
At 5:18 p.m. on Sunday, April 26th, Inyo Search and Rescue received a call for a skier who sustained a leg injury to the northeast of Mount Emerson. The subject was located about 3 miles from the nearest trail and dirt road. Inyo Search and Rescue sent 5 rescuers with overnight gear and medical supplies. They hiked over mixed terrain with patchy snow and dense vegetation around each creek crossing until they reached the patient at 11:17 p.m. 2 rescuers dropped off their gear and hiked out again. 3 stayed with the subject and his party. On Monday morning, CHP helicopter H-42 from Fresno managed to land nearby, allowing the patient to get transported onto the helicopter to be flown to Bishop. Fearing an unsuccessful helicopter extraction due to deteriorating weather, Inyo Search and Rescue had also mobilized a group of 7 ground rescuers at 6 a.m. who were hiking in with a litter and more supplies. By 2 p.m., all rescuers and the patient's party had made it back to Bishop. Inyo Sar wishes the patient a speedy recovery. The rescue serves as a perfect example why everyone is encouraged to bring more layers and food than they think they need. A planned day trip can quickly turn into an unplanned overnight stay. Even though it is almost summer, above the snow line, the nights are still literally freezing cold. Inyo Sar is an all-volunteer, unpaid, professional, nonprofit 501c3 organization in cooperation under the authority of the Inyo County Sheriff's Office. Providing search and rescue services to Inyo County residents and visitors is made possible through community donations. Learn more or contribute at inyosar.com/donate. An anonymous donor has generously donated $40,000 to the Eastern Sierra Conservation Corps, and they've issued a challenge to match their donation by National Trails Day on June 6th. The ESCC is inviting you to join their 40K and 40 Days Community March for Trails fundraiser. Your gift will support trail and habitat restoration projects in California's national forests and parks, funding workforce development and leadership opportunities for young adults in the outdoors, and creating accessible outdoor spaces that inspire youth and communities. Local businesses can support this fundraiser in several ways, too. Donate with monetary gifts or in-kind contributions such as gift cards, gear, equipment, goods, services, or a one-night free stay. These can be used for opportunity drawings, raffles, and programs, and these donations all directly support ESCC crews and programs. Become a corporate sponsor to show your commitment to public lands and local workforce development. And share the flyers and link to the fundraiser. Supporting especially helps maintain trails and habitats around Mammoth Mountain, Bishop, and surrounding areas while empowering the next generation of conservation leaders. As a community-rooted organization and local nonprofit, ESCC knows local partnerships make a real difference. Inyo County Health and Human Services Director Anna Scott had good news to report to the Board of Supervisors last week regarding the effort to find an ambulance provider for the Bishop area. Inyo County, in coordination with the Inland County's Emergency Medical Agency, issued a request for proposal earlier this year to solicit responses from firms interested in providing 911 ground emergency medical transportation. Scott told the board that a qualified proposal is now under consideration. We spent the last couple of weeks engaging our partners with the City of Bishop and the Bishop Paiute Tribe in reviewing the proposal. Scott said, "We'll be moving forward, we hope, with contract negotiations soon." Per the terms of the request for proposals, the successful firm will be granted a contract for exclusive operating rights for services within the area for an initial period of 5 years with a total possible term of 11 years. The start date for service will be negotiated with the awarded proposer with a commencement date no later than September 1st, 2026. The California Multi-Agency Monarch and Pollinator Collaborative has published a report on the results of a years-long process to identify priority conservation actions and research needs for the western monarch butterfly. The report, involving members of 13 states and federal agencies, marks a significant effort to address threats to the western monarch butterfly, whose population has declined catastrophically in recent years. The report identifies five top priority actions for the next 3 years: develop common monarch habitat definitions for the west, track implementation and success of habitat projects, centralize existing pollinator resources, improve the availability of native plant materials, develop a demographic model to help identify key vulnerabilities in the western monarch life cycle. Knowledge gaps recognized in the report include effects of pesticides on monarchs, conservation strategies on rangelands, and the impacts of wildfire on monarch habitat. The collaborative also identified the need to improve coordination with California Native American tribes for pollinator conservation efforts across the state. Pollinators are essential to California-grown foods like strawberries, grapes, and almonds, and agricultural production across the county, said Paul Souza, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Pacific Southwest region. This report supports voluntary, science-based conservation across the landscape with a variety of partners, from national wildlife refuges and state parks to highways, farms, and ranches. We are committed to working with the state of California and local communities to identify innovative opportunities that advance pollinator conservation, including for the iconic monarch butterfly. On Eastern Sierra Now's Just a Minute election coverage program, we sat down with Taylor Fitzmaurice, candidate for Inyo County Superior Court Judge.
Every week, I stand in court advocating for people, businesses, families, and children. I see firsthand how much these cases impact people's lives. I've become increasingly concerned by a system that appears stalled by inefficiencies. More often than not, cases are dragging on for years, and I have seen how the delays impact people emotionally and financially. People's lives are on hold. I decided that I had to do more, that I needed to take action to try to improve the system and to help people more. You know, I've been practicing for 30 years, and I have learned how to listen and to hear people, to evaluate evidence and weigh decisions carefully,
5 seconds,
and how to treat people fairly. I decided to run for judge to help people and to ensure that the system works more effectively for the people of our community.
Eastern Sierra sports coverage is proudly sponsored by Copper Top BBQ, serving up championship-worthy barbecue right here in the Eastern Sierra. Whether you're celebrating a big win or grabbing a meal before the next game, Copper Top BBQ delivers slow-smoked flavor that keeps fans coming back for more. Stop by and taste why they're a local favorite.
Let's head over to some Bronco sports. Bronco varsity baseball and varsity softball hosted Desert on Tuesday. Baseball came away with the win on senior night, beating Desert 12-2 in 6 innings with a home run from senior Will Kemp. Stand-up triple from senior Ruben Nicholson and walk-off sacrifice fly from junior Daxon Svechina. Defensively, sophomore Charlie Butler got the start and pitched 4 innings and allowed 1 run on 4 hits with 9 strikeouts and 1 walk. Ben Kemp pitched 2 innings and allowed 1 run on 3 hits with 5 strikeouts. Offensively for the Broncos, Aiden Verschet was 3-for-3 with 2 runs batted in. Elliot Duda was 3-for-4 with 2 runs batted in, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs. Will Kemp was 2-for-3 with a home run, 3 runs batted in, a sacrifice fly, and 2 runs. Ruben Nicholson was 1-for-3 with a triple, 1 walk, and 2 runs. Mike Trejo was 1-for-2 with a double and 1 run. Charlie Butler was 1-for-3 with 1 run batted in. Ben Kemp was 1-for-1 with 1 run. Messi Trio was 1-for-1 with a triple, 1 walk, 1 stolen base, and 2 runs. Richie Talavera was 0-for-1 with 1 run batted in, 2 stolen bases, 1 sacrifice fly, 3 stolen bases, and 2 runs. Daxton Sfacino was 0-for-0 with 1 run batted in on a walk-off sacrifice fly. Softball also had a big win against Desert, coming away with the win 19-0. That's right, 19-0 in 5 innings. Sadie Mayer started on the mound and went 3 innings, allowing no runs on no hits, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts, facing 12 batters. Ginger Loudon came in relief in the 4th inning and gave up no runs on 1 hit and 2 strikeouts, facing 7 batters. Offensively, Azul Aaron Zubia was 3-for-4 with 1 stolen base, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Sadie Mares was 2-for-2, 1 walk, 1 stolen base, 2 RBIs, 1 run scored. Faye Spoonhunter, 2-for-2 with a double, 1 walk, 1 sacrifice, 1 stolen base, and 3 runs scored. Cambry Lamphier was 1-for-2 with a home run, 1 walk, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Ellie Boyd, 2-for-2, 1 walk, 1 sacrifice, 1 stolen base, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Katia Fierro was 1-for-3 with a double, 1 hit pitch, 1 walk, 2 stolen bases, and 1 run scored. Ginger Loudon, 1-for-1, double, 1 RBI, and 1 run scored. Taylor Curry was 1-for-3 with 1 walk, 1 stolen base, 2 RBIs, and 1 run scored. Brady Momberg, 3 walks, 3 runs. Tanner Ludwig walked once, stole 1 base, and 1 run scored. Layla Beal was hit by a pitch twice and had 1 run scored. That's bad luck. Avery McGraw had 1 sacrifice bunt and 1 RBI. Bishop had a solid defensive game with no errors. Offensively, the team had a total of 13 hits. Well done, Broncos. Coming up for the Broncos on Friday, May 8th, JV and varsity baseball and varsity softball are on the road to Cal City with first pitches 3:15 p.m. In Mammoth, Restaurant Week continues through May 9th. The inaugural celebration will offer exclusive specials and unique menu offerings across town. Participating businesses and a map guide can be viewed at visitmammoth.com. Crowley Fish Foundation is hosting an outing for Mammoth kids ages 10 to 18 at the Crowley Lake Marina on Saturday from 8 to 11:30 a.m. The event is free, space is limited, and all participants need a liability release form signed by a parent or a guardian. Kids Fishing Day will be held at the Mount Whitney Fish Hatchery on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kids 16 and under fish free. Bait will be provided, but bring your poles, lines, and hooks. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is leading a birdwatching excursion at Black Lake Preserve from 8 to 11:30 a.m. Trip's free, binoculars and birding guides will be provided. All birding levels are welcome, and kids are encouraged to attend. Sierra Forever welcomes the public to stop by Alabama Hills Mobius Arch Trailhead on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for their weekly ranger program. Learn about the Alabama Hills and its local birds, or ask questions about camping, trails, or conditions. Saturday in Mammoth from 4:30 to 7 p.m., the Mono Arts Council is holding a reception for the second annual student art show. Art made by K through 12 students from all over Mono County will be displayed. The show runs from June 8th. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory seminar series continues Tuesday, May 12th from 7 to 8 p.m. with a presentation on golden mussels. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. Young people are encouraged to attend, and well-behaved children, well, they're welcome too. Bishop Union High School's Bronco Athletics will be hosting a signing day on Wednesday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the BUHS Auditorium. The celebration will recognize college-bound student athletes. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now update. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you again for making us part of your day. You can catch Eastern Sierra Now news right here every weekday. And if you want local news any other time, head to easternsierranow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and like and subscribe on YouTube for video news, interviews, and entertainment, plus local programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day, stay informed, and remember, around here the news may travel fast, but the wind in the Owens Valley, it's still trying to beat us. Have a good day.